T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Our buddy Brady Quinn going to join us here. You see him on every TV network and every website. That's just how Brady does it at this point. Mr. Two.
How's he get away with the Fox and the Fox thing and CBS thing?
Yeah, because he gets away with it.
That's where you're really good, and you got a really good agent right there. That's what that is right there.
Brady going to join us now. Brady, thanks for the time as always.
Anytime, guys. And here's the answer, Joe. It's called a grandfather clause.
Wow.
You should be well aware of what a grandfather clause is. So once that precedent is established, then you keep that thing in your contract moving forward. It's hard to remove out of it.
You know what? I did the same thing, and I am with you 100% when new radio ownership comes in and says, why are we letting you work at NBC? And I go, hey, man, it's in the contract.
To the paper.
hey, you know what's funny, Brady? First of all, did you ever think this draft would be so popular to where it is right now, where all the networks want the Thursday night first round ever?
I mean, you're probably asking the wrong guy, because I went through it, and I was afterwards, I was thinking to myself, that's like fascinating to watch. I mean, you're basically looking at a bunch of young men who not only are going to have the opportunity to make generational wealth, but they're also living out their dreams, and you get to see where they're going to do it right there with them. I mean, yeah. It's not like they have any clue. I mean, outside of Trevor Lawrence, maybe Zach Wilson, if he knows what the Jets are doing it to.
Right.
None of these guys have a clue what's going to happen. And so it's like the best reality TV you can buy, and it's just cool to experience with those players.
So let me do a follow-up, too. We've gotten to the point, and all the big guys do it, including Mel Kiper. I mean, say his name. We end up critiquing these guys. And so instead of being really cool to be a first-round pick, we actually almost start looking for negative about all these players. And sometimes it gets frustrating. Like, it's such an honor to be a first-round pick, and yet we're ruining it for certain guys. What are your thoughts on, and I know everybody's in the business now, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I would kind of answer it with a little bit of a tangent. I mean, look at Julian Edelman. The guy retires after 12 years, one of the best stories we've seen. And as soon as he retires, everyone's like, well, is he a Hall of Famer?
Right.
I'm like, wait a second. Yeah. Can we not appreciate what this dude did for the New England Patriots and his story and how he converted from a quarterback to a wide receiver and did everything for that team, and it was the ultimate competitor? Like, we appreciate that. We don't appreciate these kids' college careers.
Yeah.
Like, Sam Ehlinger out of Texas is one of the best Texas quarterbacks they've had in quite some time, propping up that position. And what he did, we're just like, well, we don't know if he's going to be a high draft pick, so we don't care.
Right.
I mean, it's honestly, it's part of our society now. I think when people get too good, people don't like it, and they almost have to pick at it a little bit instead of spreading it.
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly it. All right. So it's possible that we go into this draft, and it's possible for the first time ever, if things work the way they might, that we have four quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3, 4. You already talked about the first two. San Francisco's on the clock, then Atlanta's on the clock. What do you think happens with those two? Does San Francisco, obviously they traded up to get a quarterback, or at least we think that. Do they go with Mac Jones? Do you think that Mac Jones was the play there to move up 9 spots to get Mac Jones or Justin Fields? Like, what do you think the play is there at 3, and then at 4 with Atlanta, what do they do next?
I mean, I can't tell you any better than anyone else what, you know, which quarterback it's going to be. I just have a hard time believing that they're moving up to that spot not to take a quarterback. And so where things get kind of interesting is, you know, Mac Jones, I think if you look at his film, he probably had the best tape of any quarterback this past year. But, you know, a lot of people feel like even though his game translates well to the NFL, he might be coming in at a ceiling. You know, Justin Fields and Kyle Shanahan have some background. You know, they've worked together through a group called the QB Collective, where NFL coaches have gone and worked with high school, talented high school QB, the Elite 11, and some of those other programs. And so there's a backstory there and there's history there, and maybe there's comfort there. So I'm not sure, you know, which quarterback it's going to be, but it has to be a quarterback. If it was me, I would take Justin Fields. I think he's the second-best quarterback in this draft. Even though he had a couple of bad games this season against Northwestern, against Indiana, you know, both teams that put a lot of pressure on him, he didn't handle it well. He probably had his best game versus Clemson in his entire career on a huge stage. So I think there's too much upside there for me, and especially in a day and age in the NFL where you've got to have a mobile quarterback. And Kyle Shanahan's one of the best at working to his strength. So I really think there's a lot of upsides for Justin Fields. So if it ends up being Mac Jones, so be it. I think he'll work too. I don't know how different Mac Jones is from what they already have in Jimmy Garoppolo. And so if we want to have the economical discussion of, well, he's going to be a lot cheaper for the next 5 years, okay, that's fine. I mean, eventually you got to pay your quarterback, but I get that rationale. I just think you're walking out, you're letting a guy walk out the door and Jimmy Garoppolo will help take you to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. How about the Cincinnati pick? You think it's more about offensive line? You think it's more about weapons for Cincinnati and their problems and trying to help Joe Burrow?
I think the biggest issue they face at five is if it does go 1, 2, 3, 4, all four being quarterbacks, they've got a really, really tough decision because they've got a bunch of needs. And now you're playing out that question of how do we build around Burrow? Do we give him that weapon or do we try to protect him? Because he obviously can't help us if he's laying on his back or if he's got a torn ACL. So I would go with Penei Sewell at number five in that scenario, but I could see why they'd go with Kyle Pitts. And the reason I say that is, you know, there's not another tight end that comes anywhere close to what this dude is as a prospect. At 6'6", 245 pounds, running a 4.4, he could be a wide receiver. Like, he'd be a first-round pick as a wide receiver, and he's a tight end. So, the good thing is they really can't go wrong, because I think whoever they get is going to be a perennial Pro Bowler. But the reality is, as good as Pitts is, it would be tough to pass up on a guy like Sewell, who I just think is going to be their blindside tackle for the next 10 years together. And hopefully we'll be able to help be a part of the solution in protecting Joe Burrow.
Brady, I want to ask you about Kyle Trask, another guy that never gets talked about as far as a quarterback. Is he a second-round pick to you? Where do you have him going?
Yeah, I've kind of got him in the group after, you know, the top five, which really my top five is different. I've got, you know, Trevor Lawrence, pretty much Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, and then Kellen Mond. I really like Kellen Mond. I think people have underrated what he's done at Texas A&M. And then after that, Trey Lance, and then you start talking about Kyle Trask for me. So, you know, I think he's a talented player that, you know, teams might have a completely different opinion on. Teams might say, hey, we like this guy in the second round for his arm strength. There's a few things that kind of concern me. A, he's not mobile by any means.
Nope.
Great. You know, his short passing game, he actually, you know, lacks a little bit of accuracy. And it's kind of odd to see, and sometimes you see on some different shallow crosses, him not necessarily giving a catch and run football. You know, he's almost better throwing down the field. And there's also that lingering thought in my mind of just how good Pitts and Kadarius Toney are. And the only sample size we have without those guys playing, he really struggled. So I hate to put it up to one game and evaluating him. But he's a guy that I think is going to need a little bit of development. Remember, I mean, he didn't start starting football games until last year. And before that, he hadn't started a game because he was playing behind De'Ara King in high school his entire high school career since his freshman year. So there's still a lot of development there, too.
Well, I was just going to ask you this. If at six, forget about the quarterbacks for a second, if the quarterbacks are off the board, Chase, Pitts, even Devontae Smith, who we've been talking about, and he's been topic of conversation today on the show. Who do you like better there for the Dolphins at that six pick? And Devontae Smith, have you seen a guy that kind of, you know, was penciled in at three a couple months ago and dropped so much since then in the 2 months before this draft? I guess that's what the draft's all about, right? Breaking guys down before you got to bring them back up.
Yeah, I mean, I think people put him in different spots because people have different opinions. And, it, you know, I think one of the interesting conversations I was having with Charlie Weiss yesterday, and I just talked about that wide receiver group, because he likes Devontae Smith the best. And I don't think anyone's going to argue the year he had. He has the best tape by far. But when you start asking yourself, okay, like, how does that translate to the NFL, especially versus Ja'Marr Chase, who didn't play this year, but probably had the best tape the year before this, right, you know, this year. And so it's a hard comparison, but I think what you have to look at is what they're going to be. You know, Ja'Marr Chase to me is more of an X wide receiver, a guy I like to isolate in 3-by-1 sets if I can. And I think he's going to run more of that sort of route tree where, you know, stuff down the field, stuff that's coming back to the quarterback, you know, outbreaking routes, things like that, timing routes. When I'm talking to Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle, those are two guys that I see more as a ZRF. I see them more playing off the football in the slot, moving them around, releasing from a stack or a bunch, and in part because they're a bit more undersized in comparison. Now, not too much. It's not like Ja'Marr Chase is that big, but he also plays a lot bigger than what his size is. So I think when you start looking at what the Dolphins need, I see Devontae Parker as that X. So then that means I'm looking at the conversation saying, okay, I need more of that Z, that move guy, whether it's Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle. And then the conversation comes down to, if I really believe it too, I might even ask him and say, hey, which guy do you like more? You play with both.
Right.
And it might come down to, two, how much, you know, you can use Waddle in the return game, running the football. He's more of a gadget guy. And so, you know, his versatility and his top-end speed, you know, might be too tough to pass up on at that spot. But I could see it being either one of those two players because of the history with Tua. And I think because of what they already have on the roster, if they feel that good about Devontae Parker.
Brady, you know what happens when guys are in the business in college and pro football as analysts? You know the next step is to jump on with a team where you have no life. Once you join the NFL as a coach, you have no life. You've never thought of that. Please tell me you haven't thought of that. And I know your man Urban's up there in Jacksonville. Would you ever do it?
I mean, I'll never say never. I think everyone – I'm a guy who's naturally curious about – a lot of things in life. So, you know, if that opportunity presented itself, I don't know that I would accept it, but I don't know that I'd turn it down either. I think I'd do my best to kind of search it out and try to get it an idea of what exactly it is before I jumped into that. You know, as you know, I've got three little girls, man.
Oh,
so,
man,
I like being home for them. And I like, you know, making sure that we're getting them in line. I had to have a long talk this morning with my almost 3-year-old because she's being bad in class right now. So I would hate to not have those moments with them right now, even as young as they are.
Listen, if you get close, I swear to God, I'm going to call your wife and go, please don't let him do that. He will have no life. You will be a single mother. I am telling you right now, because he'll jump in that thing full speed. And there is no life, as you know, National Football League, no life for coaches, man. It is crazy. Brady, thank you, buddy. Really
thanks,
appreciate
Brady.
You coming on, man. Thank you.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Brady Quinn from Fox and CBS and everything joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. How about the grandfather clause, Joe? How about that?
I know. I knew what he was doing. I had somebody question how I was doing both jobs.
Right.
And I said, this is what was put in originally, right here.
Grandfathered in.
Yeah. He was very honest about that. That's how you do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.